So bit by bit by bit, I'm pushing back the darkness.
Right.
And more, as Caroline and I go on the streets, with that guy from Pakistan, he gave his life to Jesus, didn't he?
Yes.
Muslim.
Amen.
Yeah. And we decided, we don't know how to do it. We're not really smart with this, are we, Caroline? But we love people, and we decided it's our nation.
Yeah.
And Jesus rules in my nation.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
So week after week after week, and we started off with just loads of young people kept coming around, didn't they? And we prophesy over them, we get it completely wrong. We get the wrong person, the wrong foot, the wrong toe, which was hilarious, wasn't it? And it was almost like Holy Spirit was playing with us. They weren't faced at all. We go next week and they'll be there again. They go, right, we're going to get right this time. Seriously, wasn't it? It was really funny. But then we realised that after a while, moving in words and knowledge, but you know when Holy Spirit gives you one word? If we just gave them one word, it would open up. So remember that day we had that lady in it, her mum was really sick, wasn't she? And I kept saying this woman's name. And I thought it was this girl, but it was her mum. And her mum was really, really sick, and we prayed for her. I think we were laying hands on her mum, didn't we? I'd love to meet up with her again and see if her mum was healed. But that's how we started out again, after 2 years of doing those groups. I felt quite rusty, quite scared. But love compels me. It gives me no choice to go out there.
Amen, that's good.
And you know, hear people say, you know, 1 million saved. I am not putting a cap on it.
That's right.
Come on.
You've got to be joking. 1 million is a drop in the ocean. It's a, you know, a drop in a bucket of water, isn't it?
True.
We're going for nations.
Amen.
And we know how to do it by holding it in our heart and loving it. So we just love people. Just love them. And if they shout abuse at us, which is not unusual, that's okay, we just release them. It's okay. The love revolution.
Amen.
Come on, Jesus. Right, come on, Jesus.
Yeah.
So we plan, is it tomorrow, Clinton?
Monday.
Yeah.
We plan to go to
New Orleans.
And we're going to do this. I've got my, I've borrowed a loudspeaker. You can all have some fun and sing, you know, sing nursery rhymes. They love it. Honestly, you just do a rap on it. And people just come. And you can get people, I just get people to sing as well, down my microphone. But I am really careful who I get to sing. I ask Holy Spirit, because people could swear.
Yeah.
We know that one, don't we? But we just like to say Holy Spirit, and I walk up to people and say, do you sing? I'll have to go drive and say, do you sing? And they do. I go, right, come on, sing with me. Oh, we dance. Just enjoy it. Some people run away and I chase them. You can't get away from me. Ready or not, here he comes. You can't hide, holy cheeky spirit. But I can run really fast if I run. You can't get away from me. They think I can't run, and I can run even in Wellingtons or high heels. Oh no, I'm joking. But I do chase the women, so I just can't help it. I love them. We've recently been chasing the Jehovah's Witnesses, haven't we?
Wow.
They really don't like me on sight. They like Caroline. They see me coming and like, hey, who wants the hurt? And they go, not me. I'll buy you coffee.
No.
I'm not poison it. You see, you have a bit of fun with them. We just enjoy it, don't we?
That's awesome.
So tomorrow, what time? Going to be there?
Monday.
Up to you.
Up to me.
It's not Monday then.
Oh, it's Monday. Yeah, it's Sunday tomorrow, isn't it?
That's right. All day tomorrow.
Feels like Monday. Feels like Sunday today, doesn't it? You've all come to church. I like going to church. In my Sunday best. Oh, I forgot my hat. Thank you, Jesus.
I have a pink one.
Do you? I love hats.
You want it?
The house where I stayed in Phoenix before I came here, every room was a theme room. I laughed so much. My room was a great big cut-out picture of the Queen. I loved it. It was so much fun. And there was hats galore. There was hats everywhere. So every day I wore a different hat. Yeah, it's so much fun. I just dressed it up. I love hats. Thank you, Jesus.
you look for your water?
It's in there. Yeah, what'd you do with it? Oh, wow, that's neat, man.
Oh, you got a couple of them. We should get one, though, in our meetings in Carnage, and we're not running around chasing the speaker. Okay, wow, another
drink. Oh, that's shouting, isn't it? Is it okay if I put it there? Better there, because I'll be going on.
Okay. Did you feel that atmosphere?
Yeah.
Lovely, isn't it? Swimming in the glory. Backstroke. Front crawl. Breaststroke. Slippery, sloppery, slippery down the slippery slope into his heart. I love you, Jesus. I'm going to share some funny things tonight. Okay. I'm going to talk about translocation, bilocation, and moving in the spirit. Now, some of you will definitely not like this and not agree with me, but please, you want to stone me? Should we wait till I finish? Please bear with me, it gets better. Okay? It starts off a little bit, you know, cheeky, but then we're all powerful, aren't we? We all have different ways of thinking, and please come talk to me afterwards, because it'll help me to improve on my messages. So I'm putting out a disclaimer before we start. This will be stretching. I did ask Holy Spirit, I did pray all day and ask, and he's like, yeah, I'll let you preach on this. This is one of my favourite messages. I love it. Right. Transportation by location. Let's look at their definitions to start with. It's transportation means the movement of people. Taken, immobility, a victim and forced to leave. Escort. Maybe the angelic, the fire to witness it. Fast and rapid, moving through the air. Revolving, rotating, spinning, shaking, vibrating, up and upwards. They're good definitions, aren't they? I might have to take this, I'll just pour it over my eyes. I'll pop it back on after. The Oxford Dictionary. Transport of delight. Wow, it says it in the dictionary. Isn't that lush? Transported with pleasure.
Wow.
Overwhelmed. Someone with a strong emotion, especially joy.
Wow, wow.
Lush! I was so surprised when I read that. I'm going to tell you a little story to do with transportation and bilocation. Have you heard of Jeff Jensen, Global Fire Ministries?
Yeah.
I love it. I heard a man from South Africa that was given instructions by the Lord to walk to Cape Town and to pray for a man there. The problem was that he lived in Johannesburg, which was hundreds of miles away. As he began to walk, he called, being on the side of a highway, and the cars were coming up behind him and gaining on him. He states that he'd only been on the road 15 minutes when he saw a sign that said, "Welcome to Cape Town."
Wow.
This man had walked 785 miles from Johannesburg to Cape Town, South Africa, in 15 minutes.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's a supernatural highway.
Definitely.
Supernatural transportation or translocation comes through union with God, birthed from a holy desperation to know the limitless measures of his kingdom. Some people, after being in prolonged periods of communion with the Lord, have learned to recognize the sign that would indicate they were about to take a trip.
Wow, wow.
Some of us already have that feeling, are experiencing that, but we don't have a clue that is a nudge to take us off in the spirit.
Wow.
And Father, we ask that you would teachers, that you would tutor and mentors from above with your heavenly tutors. When we have that feeling, when that glory realm comes, when that presence overwhelms us, that we would lean in and that we'd be taken. Father, we just pray that you'd release our fears, because we can not only be transported in visions and dreams and ecstasies, ecstatic places, and with the angels, we can actually be bodily taken, like Philip.
That's right.
Philip was taken.
That's right.
He was preaching the gospel, a revival had broken out.
Right.
And he was taken when he was with the eunuch and teaching him reading Isaiah. He wasn't, he was just taken. And when he arrived, miles away, he was it Gaza, Gaza? When he got there, he just stood up and started preaching again in a completely different town and city. Come on, we want it.
Yes, we do. Yes,
we want it. I want to be with you right now. Raising the dead, holding those babies with age, those sick children in the slums.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait till I have to go on the plane again.
Yeah.
We can pull on it.
Mm.
Thank
wow,
you, Jesus,
wow, wow.
Through the heart's
yeah.
desire, through yeah. hunger. Translocation is an unique experience where the spirit of a person is actually lifted out of their body and is brought to another place by the Spirit of God, or sometimes by angels.
Right.
So that breaks the myth already that it's demonic and it's not of God.
That's right.
However, the occult do the same thing. They are out of body experiences. This is called astral projection or astral travel. And I believe that they do this illegally outside the guidance of Holy Spirit and Christ.
Okay.
They forcefully project their spirits to other locations or dangerous counterfeits. We want the genuine experience, don't we?
That's right.
And
that's
that
right.
is available to us all.
Yeah. That's right.
Being translated in Holy Spirit. Spirit, however, is legal and completely and utterly safe.
Amen.
And one of the many ways God speaks and reveals the mysteries of the kingdom to us.
That's
right. And as I mentioned before, there are two other people in the Bible that experienced among many others that I don't even know. But Paul and Elisha, it says, even though I am away from you in the body, yet I am with you in the
Spirit. That's right.
That's right. Yeah. It's in the Bible.
That's right. That's right.
2 Kings 5:20-27. We see the story of Elisha's servant Gehazi swindling Naaman out of 2 talents of silver as he was travelling on his chariot. When Gehazi came back to the house, he stood before his master Elisha. Elisha asked him, "Where have you been?" Gehazi lied. Oh, nothing, nothing, nothing. Gehazi lied to Elisha and said, "I didn't go anywhere," Elisha said to him. "Was not my spirit with you when the man got down from his chariot to meet you?" I'm sure at this point Gehazi realized he shouldn't have lied to the prophet. Elisha cursed Gehazi with leprosy, and he turned as white as snow. Elisha's spirit was with Gehazi while he was cheating Naaman. That's freaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was watching what he was doing, and it says it actually was with him, says the scripture. Elisha witnessed the entire event, being completely invisible to all who were present. Isn't that nuts? To think somebody could be watching us now. Cloudy witnesses to many white linens. The angels are here, they're always with us, perpetually. I wonder who else is here. Last night in the worship, quite a few of us recognised that a really close friend of mine was here, looking in and praying for us and interceding for the meeting. How neat is that?
I mean,
I couldn't see them, but I felt a sword in my head of this person. And when I messaged them, they were. How neat is that?
That's awesome. That's right.
Girls, what happened? A slumber party.
Yes.
Okay. Acts 8. The evangelist Philip, which I already mentioned, was in the middle of a revival, and he was taken in the spirit. And it says that the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. and Philip has found himself in Zoton, approximately 40 miles away from where he's been preaching. There you go, in the Bible.
That's right.
Taken.
Yeah.
Paul had a similar experience in Colossians 2:5. For even when I am absent in the body, nevertheless I am with you in the spirit. The Young's translation, I love this. For if in the flesh I am absent, yet in the spirit I am with you, joining and beholding your order and in steadfastness of your faith in regard to Christ. So he's in Christ, and that's how we live and move and have our being.
That's right, that's right.
2 Corinthians 12:2. I'm just proving that we can move in the spirit, that we can translocate, bilocate. For I know a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, God knows. Such a one was caught up into the third heaven. Colossians 3:1. Pursue with diligence the consequences of your co-inclusion in Christ. I love this. Relocate yourself mentally. His resurrection co-raised you to the same position, seated you in the strength of God's right hand.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. So we think where we want to go. We love on Jesus. We go into that place of union with him in that love affair with the Lord. And that love warming. We love you, we love you, I love you, and he loves you back. We are co-raised, co-positioned, and seated at the right hand of God. So we can be in heavenly places while we're here at the same time. We're in heaven and earth at the same time.
Amen.
Close to us is the air we breathe, we turn into heaven.
Right.
You put your hand near your face, you can feel the heat of your hand, and you just lean into heaven. It's too simple, isn't it? Acts 7. This is interesting. This is my revelation today. Stephen's death. Heaven having been opened, he gazed attentively into heaven and saw the glory. He looked, he saw, he beheld. Full of the Spirit, he hardly noticed, because he only had eyes for God when he saw in all his glory. So do you really think he felt any pain when he was stoned?
Because
it says he looked, he saw, he beheld heaven. Do you think, whoa, his spirit left his body and he was already in heaven and felt no pain or persecution?
Yeah, amen.
That's what I think.
Amen.
Genesis 5:24. Enoch by faith was taken up to heaven to engage with the unseen realities of heaven. The Bible says he walked with God for 300 years and did not suffer physical death, but was assumed body, soul, into heaven. And Elisha shares the same honour in Scripture. We want to share the same honour, Lord.
Amen.
We want to walk with you.
Amen.
We want to walk with you in the cool of the day.
Right.
We want to walk with you every day. We want to see the whole of heaven. I want to walk in the garden in Eden. I've been there twice now.
Wow.
It's a long time since I've been there. I want to fly around that mountain in Zion. I hope you see it from a distance on a cloud. I want to go there, be there. I want to fly with eagles.
Amen.
I once had an encounter where I went up a waterfall and down the other side and I flew off. It was amazing. I didn't come down the water, I went up. It was crazy. It was like a roller coaster ride. It was really fast and rapid. But it was awesome. You see, in heaven, it's an upside down kingdom. It's completely different than our revelation here.
Yeah.
That's my experience. Other people experience other things.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Father.
2 Kings 2. As they still went on and talked, behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire parted two of them. Elisha went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Do you think he was transported, translocated?
Yeah.
All these experiences, wow, are more than visionary encounters. They are in the spirit. The person is actually located to another place. I never used to understand what ecstasy meant. Oh my goodness, you feel that presence like, oh. Oh Jesus. Yay. Wow. Well, you see, that's the trance realm. Life goes to honour. If you talk about it, if you honour it, it starts to descend. It feels really peaceful. You feel like you're floating. You almost want to go to sleep, but you don't go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then, oh.
Yeah.
Wow. When that realm comes on you, you can be taken by an angel places. You can hear the audible voice of the Lord. It's key. Because what it does, it overrides your thinking. Oh, it overrides your brain. I was joking today, mashed potato, mushy pea head. I have to constantly switch my brain into another gear because it inhibits me from enjoying heaven. It inhibits me from hearing my Father.
Amen.
I hate that battle that goes on. You know, he takes me to laugh again. It's like, no, yes, no, yes. But when the trance realm comes and you feel the trance come on, you lean in, lie on the floor, whatever you need to do, and it's complete utter. The voices disappear. Wow. You start to see and hear and feel the heavenly realm.
Amen.
Nice.
Thank you, Father.
And trance basically means just to be in a state of abiding love.
Love that.
I'm doing you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yay. Jesus. Moses in Exodus 33, hidden in the glory of God. Did Moses go back in time into the glory of God? Einstein says, space and time can be warped and bent like fabric. Can we bend time? Hidden here, revealed there. 2 minutes here. 2 years in heaven. We stretched the time today, didn't we, Caroline? This morning we wanted some extra time. So we prayed together and we got more time this afternoon. We call it rich time because we don't know what it means yet. We haven't got a heavenly word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we stretched 2 minutes in heaven praying to an extra hour here. So I'm just going to tell you a little story. This is a true story. It freaks me out. I was not expecting this to happen. I've heard this happen to other people, but I did want it to happen to me, but I didn't pray into it and say, I want this world. I just said, Lord, your will be done. Because really, I just like kissing Jesus.
Amen.
I just like hanging out with him.
Yeah.
But I'm up for anything, long as it's heaven.
Amen.
On the 20th of March, 2014, I was driving to work to pick up my favourite lady, the Sarah Bartholomew. My little Chinese glory bundle, she's beautiful. I have so many encounters around her. God's definitely giving you a gift there.
Wow.
Well, I love praying in my house. I love extended time, being on my own praying and worshipping and reading my Bible and researching.
Amen.
But I do like being out and about as well on the street. I was driving to work and I was listening to this amazing CD you should all get by Amy Thompson, and it's called Awake, Awaken, Sleeper. One of my favourite tracks is called Only Those in Pure in Heart Will See God. But it's a very warm ballad where you just enjoy loving on Jesus. And as I'm singing this song, I began to feel the presence, like we feel the presence of God. But this time it felt different. You sort of know the difference between sometimes that something big is going to happen. Well, I do anyway. And I had a situation with a very close friend where she accused me of some stuff that was completely untrue. But you know, you keep thinking, well, there must be something, so you keep saying, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent, I step into court, I step in, I step out. Where's this thought going to go? You know, what is up with me? It needs time in my brain. But I was determined to see this through and sort it out. We talked it through, we were done. But I still felt my forgiveness. Yet again, my route, my way in, often in heaven, is to do with repentance. Yours might be different. It's just the way I'm wired at this moment in time. And I'm like, Lord, I'm sorry. Why do I feel like this still? I really love this person. And all of a sudden, I notice on the left-hand side of my windscreen, like a blurred image of Jesus. I'm like, let's get my glasses on. And I pulled up at the traffic lights. At this point, I've got like, I called it, expanded glory coming on me. And I'm beginning to feel big and stressed.
It's a good woman.
And I always get this feeling my hands bigger than my body. And I'm thinking, not now, Jesus, I'm driving, and I've got 6 hour shift. Well, everything goes into slow motion, the traffic lights aren't changing, and I realise I'm definitely in another dimension.
Wow.
My car feels like it's blowing up underneath like a hovercraft. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I wind down the window, I look out the window, I'm thinking, this is nuts! Pinch myself.
When it's beautiful, because at that point I had an old blue car, which was given me, this lovely gleaming red big car pulls up beside me, and I can see the reflection of my car. And I'm beginning to stretch, thinking, oh my goodness, I'm feeling the car, how is this working out, Jesus? But I'm enjoying it, and I'm keeping my eye on the time, I'm late for work. Supposed to be at work at 9:30. I've got 10 minutes to get down the road, and I'm late for work. But I thought, I'm not going to panic. It's okay. Jesus knows. I then look out the window again, and my car is 6 inches off the ground. Wow.
Not only have I levitated in my body, my car has gone with me. Now, there's no one else to witness it. You've just got my word on it. If you don't believe it, fine. I'm like going, woo, looking, and I'm thinking, this is nuts, I need more late for work. So I look again, and my car, it feels like I'm in a hovercraft. It's quite weird. And my body's really, really big, and my hand is huge, and I'm trying to hold the steering wheel. I go to, and I notice the whole of my arm and my leg is a light being disappeared.
Wow.
And we've got another lady. Who's literally disappeared. Her boss has seen her at work, and mum's seen half a body when she's washing dishes out of here. It's true.
I heard that.
Somehow, I drove down the road and parked my car outside my client's house, but I'm still disappeared. My left arm and my leg.
And it like flashing in and out. Wow.
What made it worse was the day before I dropped my iPhone and cracked the screen. So I decided to phone my friend who's disappeared, not expecting to answer the phone. She's hilarious! She's laughing! I'm like, oh, I'm sort of laughing and crying. I'm like, my arm and leg have gone. But what's worse is, I can see myself lying down, and my body sat up, and I've left my body completely. And I'm at work, and I'm... She's like, you're meant to live in heaven and earth at the same time.
Wow.
So anyway, I was really freaked out. So she prayed, Lord, we just thank you that Jane lives in two places, two dimensions. We thank you for this day. We pray she won't shut it down. We love you. And we just quit prayer. And everything seemed to like fade slowly back in.
Wow.
So I'm pretty shook up. My heart's beating really fast. I'm sweating profusely. So, I get out of the car and pick up my client. My client's beautiful. You get in the taxi, she has one of those taxis where you strap, it's like a ramp. You can't take her out of a wheelchair with her harness because she steps forward. We get to this dance class, and the worst thing is, it's not my shift, it's my daughter's shift. I did mine the day before. She's sick, with Bob back at home, I don't want her to lose her money, so I do a shift for her. But you see how God loved me? So I went lower and served my daughter.
Amen. We get to this dance class.
My client will dance for like 20 minutes. My whole hand, and she's wobbly. She's up for like 2 hours, jigging, dancing. And then everyone that comes in is jigging and full of, whoa, infused energy. I can definitely feel the angelic. I'm like, oh Jesus, this is going to be one of those weird days. So we finish the dance class, we get her in the taxi driver, comes and he's looking at me weird. Where do you want to go? Cardiff Town Centre, please. We're going for lunch. We get in the taxi and he says, I introduce him to my client. He goes, what have you been doing? He goes, I go, look, mate, do you want Jesus? Just like that, just came out. He goes, yeah, and he starts telling me his life history. I said, say after me, Jesus, I choose to change my life forever. I choose to let you come into my life and transform me.
Amen.
Inside out.
Amen.
I saw the prayer. I didn't get time to say through sinner's prayer or anything. Forever. We get out of the taxi and he's like still talking to me, and I go, gotta go, she has to be fed by a certain time, so she doesn't. She goes into like shock because the tablets, she moves around a lot. So she has to eat really regular or her body weight goes down and we have to have a weigh and it's a problem. So we get to this department store. So really in the UK we have this great big old department store and the lift, you might as well wind it up.
Yeah.
It takes forever, you know. So we're in this department store and I go to the lift and I'm like, you need to feed her, she needs a drink, I've run out of water. I'm having a weird day, Lord. I'm still processing. There's a lady inside the lift, so we go in. I don't even press the button, I'm like, bam, we're on the top floor.
Wow.
We're there. I'm like, whoa, in the lift, what is going on? I go out for this, and the woman's in shock. She gets out of the lift, and she's like, okay. She goes, what happened there? Did you press the button? No. How did you get there so quick? Don't know. Bye. It was nuts. But basically, was I translocated? Was I bilocated? Did I imagine it? I know for a fact I changed the dimension and I moved into a different place. In heaven and earth at the same time.
Yeah.
And since then, I've asked the Lord and he shows me. Just a cloud one night when I was asleep. I had like a dream of a cloud. And as the cloud swirled and moved and swirled around, it was like a revolving mirror and I could step in and out the cloud and I could be in a different dimension. I wish you could do it at will, but I got the revelation of how it works. Enoch, cloud rider, cloud walker. Who are those that ride on the cloud?
Amen.
As dust to their nest. And we believe that the word nest means lattice, which means open portal. It means a window in the spirit. That's my revelation today.
Wow,
I am so open to other people to teach me more on this. I'm just learning.
Yes.
But I'm not staying at the base camp, I'm going to the summit. I'm going to learn about this. I'm going to keep asking and asking and asking until I know.
Thank you, Father.
All things are possible.
Yes.
I love this. Where did David get his revelations from? Interesting. I don't know. But I know one thing. The Lord showed me. David lived out of the Old Testament, but lived in a New Testament believer.
Yes, he did.
He was catapulted into the future.
Yes.
Mama, crying in heaven. Where did that come from? I wonder. Did it just drop from the sky? Or were the whole of the children of Israel in the desert? Were they really in the desert? Or were they translated and fed in a heavenly place?
Wow.
I love pondering these things, do you? Make the living word of God.
Yeah.
And full of fun.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Only a few weeks ago, I opened my fridge, and there were brown feathers in the fridge. I've had feathers in my egg box, but not round the milk. I thought a hen laid eggs and milk produced cats, you know, cows produce milk, Lord. It was hilarious. Because we are revealed in Zion, and amongst a numerous company of angels when we pray. So why would we transported, translated? The angels fly around in and out of all the different dimensions.
Yes, right.
Up and down, yes. In and out. Yes. Jacob, Genesis 28. Ascending, descending.
That's right.
This encounter is amazing because it totally depicts scripture to me. And where I'm at in this season. And it's totally my heart. And I'm glad we all have different things laid on our heart. And we're all wanting to be different.
That's
isn't
right.
That fun?
That's right.
So we can get to know each other and enjoy each other's encounters and
yes,
stories.
Yes,
and
yes.
Revelation. I love listening to other people's revelations. It stirs my spirit and makes me more hunger.
Yes, yes.
Wow, Jesus.
Amen.
One morning after a busy week at work, I decided to go back to bed and take communion. Daddy's lovely little waiter, isn't there? In cranberry juice. I snuck back in bed. I sat holding his lip. I got a little shot glass. Because I like little shot glasses, because you can like, God care. Daddy's this cabinet. Wouldn't that be great to be stuck in the wine cellar forever, locked in with Moses and Ezekiel and Jacob Enoch's whiny. Have you drunk in any of their wine yet? You can frame it up in your imagination and go there. You stay in the pickling jar in there. Yeah, locked in forever. So I sat there, and I was just like, you're a Jesus, I love you. And I could sort of hear you saying to me, yeah, I know, just get on with it, Jane. And the glass, unexpectedly, to my surprise, became like a golden goblet. And it was like two hands holding it. But as I looked a bit closer, I noticed that round the hands on the goblet were little people walking around the outside. And I said to the Lord, well, who are they? And he goes, they're the cloud walkers, the cloud rags, they're the cloud witnesses assigned to your life. And I was like, oh, neat, who are they? Totally unspiritual, I was this day. I was cheeking. And I began to think, oh my goodness, this is amazing, Lord. And I'm sure it was a split session vision, but you know it goes in slow motion? Wow. And I noticed then, I could see a face. I knew it was Jesus' face, but he looked different today. He looked a bit weepy and sad. And I nearly tipped the, this is how it happened to me, this often happens when you do board meetings where I go to tip things up. I went to drop the glass on my lovely white bedspread. So I put the waiter in my mouth, and as I went to hold the glass, because I got a book there, this face appeared and was eating the other side of the wafer. Like that. And it was Jesus, and he was eating towards me. I was like, oh, I'm going to kiss you, I'm going to eat.
Come on!
Talk about it, isn't it?
It's true. I noticed, as he's eating it, he's crying into the glass, and he's weeping. Aww. And he's talking to me about the generation that's about to come on the earth. And he was showing me things in that one instant. It was like being to a cinema and watching 10 films.
Wow.
He was showing me what he wanted me to pray for in the season. It was so easy to understand this, because I was enjoying him in the pleasures of loving Jesus.
Wow.
And out of that, I enjoyed him, I kissed him, we ate together. But he showed me some stuff in the future to pray.
Wow.
Unbeknownst to me, I looked at the scripture, and in 1 John 5:8 it says, the spirit and the water and the blood and the three are in agreement in the Trinity.
Wow.
I never got a fact scripture that goes with my encounters. My heart was burning intensely with fire and passion. But unbeknownst to me, my friend in California, my face had appeared there. He was Facebooking me, saying, I can see your face in my bedroom, you're freaking me out. And I'm like, you just tell me to go. I shouldn't be in there. Thinking, my first thought was, what am I doing in the bedroom? This is not right, Lord. I was like, well, at least he's not married, it's still not good. You know, we think these crazy thoughts and not enjoy the encounter. Anyway, I'm joking now, but I did appear there. And he messaged me, and this is what he wrote. Instantly, he began to see Jesus looking at him. My face changed into Jesus. He was stirred to tears in his heart because of the closeness and the close to Jesus. The union, the common union. His spirit heard the scripture in the Passion Translation, Songs of Solomon 2:8-9. Listen, I hear the lover's voice. I know it is him coming to me, leaping with joy over the mountains, skipping in love over the hills that separate us, to come to me. Let me describe him. He is graceful as a gazelle, swift as a wild stag. Now he comes closer, even to the places where I hide. Now he gazes into my very soul. You see, in an instant, I saw in the spirit, I prophesied a spoken word, it manifested in California, Jesus pursued and ravished his heart, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst him and me. He was completely undone. He was absolutely shocked. I was too. But the weird thing was, over and over in my heart, when I was taking communion, I was saying, come closer, come closer. And you can hear that through Jesus in the spirit in America, and I was in the UK.
Wow, wow.
You see, you've no idea what you're saying, what you're praying, what you're murmuring secretly in your heart that's changing another person's life across the globe. God remembers your family.
That's right.
Don't despise small things, small beginnings, small. I am the most simplest prayer going. I'm not smart with it, but I know my words have weight on them, and I'm speaking the breath of God.
Amen.
And I have to murmur the same thing all day long. I might be saying, come closer, and I'm thinking about my daughter or my son. I might be murmuring some crazy, I love you, and I really feel a love for somebody.
Wow.
And then you discover they felt it, they heard it, they got healed.
Amen.
Isn't that neat?
That is.
That cardiogenosis thought and intent to your heart.
Because
I'm in him and he's in me and we're in each other.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to get over that. We are.
Amen.
And I ask you, Father, that you would reveal the revelation, that you would reveal it simply and bring understanding, bring revelation, bring clarity of thought. Father, forgive us where we've ignored you, where we've not listened, where we've been totally good. Where we've tried to work it all out. And it's good to be intelligent, it's good to work things out.
Yes.
But Lord, the simplicity of the cross is really all we need today to change a nation, to change the world, to be history makers. Thank you, Jesus, for the simplicity, for your love, for your sacrifice, that you gave all for us. And we now, by faith, give all to you as a love, as an act of love. We thank you for your act of love and kindness to us, that you love us. Thank you, Jesus. And we love you back in return.
Yes.
We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. I'll just share one last story, and then we're going to pray. I'm going to share a really enjoyable clip. You'll love it. Thank you, Jesus. To help us understand how we can fly and elevate and ascend into the heavenly realm in such simplicity and childlike faith. Mary the Greeter, Sister Maria of Jesus. A humble Franciscan nun. I can't resist a nun story. who spent 46 years in a convent. She was of Jewish origin. In 1620, she was praying, and while praying, she was wrapped in ecstasy. Ecstasy, which in the truest sense means a state of extreme delight. Ecstatic, by definition, also involves mysticism, or to be used to describe as a person subjected to mystical experiences. Most specifically, though, I am drawn to the word ecclesia. It's from the Greek, ancient Greek culture, which is to be or stand outside of oneself, or a removal to anywhere else in an ecstatic state of pleasure. To stand outside oneself, to move and live and have our being. Removed to somewhere else. Transported, translocated, bilocated. The way we think is simpler than we think. Maria was just praying and enjoying Jesus, and she was transported, translated. Maria was transported to New Mexico, where, commanded by Jesus to teach the Indians, experiencing 500 flights, bilocations in the spirit, four times a day. We're just beginning, aren't we?
Yeah.
The most ecstatic, enjoyable, learning steep curve.
Wow.
One day, a group of 50 Indians, an unknown tribe, who had walked a great distance, from Texas to a mission to ask a friar in charge there to send a letter to the Pope and the King to ask him to send missionaries to their territory. But they knew where to find the friar from the directions of a lady in blue who had taught them the religion of Jesus.
This is a great nun. Wow.
She was known as the Blue Nun of Agrida. I wonder where we're known, where we've been in the spirit, and we don't even know we've been there. One day, these holy men found the Indians well instructed in their faith and baptized the entire tribe.
Wow.
Only Maria's confessors knew about her flight. When eventually they realized she had healed the sick and won converts.
Wow.
She was investigated by the Pope and the Inquisition. You know what that means? Torture. But our God is a faithful God and a loving God.
Amen.
And whatever we go through, whatever trials and tribulation, He's with us.
That's right.
After the investigation, the friar wrote this: I call God to witness that in my esteem, the love for Her Holiness, which has been increased more and more by all the miracles which she wrought in America. She has been transported there by a process the church calls bilocation or teleportation. The joy, the love, the holiness came out of her spirit so much with the Spanish Inquisition and the Pope, they let her go. They were so taken and wrapped by her testimony. She hardly said a word. She just flowed and oozed the love of God.
Yeah.
They never harmed a hair on her head. They let her go.
Wow.
What a witness and testimony is that?
Yes.
But there's one thing that blows my mind away about transportation and the reality of it. That we are being sucked into Christ.
Yeah.
And therefore simply be in Him. In him, we can move and have our being.
That's right.
We can be anywhere. You can go anywhere. Where do you want to go?
Don't you think that's pretty lush?
Yes, that's lush, yes.
In Christ, in Him, in union at the cross, in Him you live and move and have your being.
Jesus, Jesus.